Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Beis. Mishnah says, Echad Schar Adam, Ve'echad Schar Behema, Ve'echad Schar Kelim. Whether it's the wages of a person, or whether it's the rental that you have renting a behema, for renting an animal, or for renting utensils, all of these items, Yesh Bo Mishum B'yomo Titein Scharo, they all have the responsibility of the mitzvahs asay to pay that day. Also, the los asay, that you cannot withhold the wages until the morning. Both all apply to these all of these items. Emosai, however, when is this true, that you are in violation of these prohibitions of not paying? Bizman shetovo, at the time, in a situation where the hired worker makes a demand and requests to be paid. Lo tava'o, but if he never requested, eno over olav, a person is not in violation of these prohibitions. The Gemara explains as well that this is also true that if he makes a claim to the employer and the employer at that time does not have any money, he also is not in violation if he can't do anything about the fact that he has no money at the moment. Also, if the employer, if he sent him and empowered the chenveni, a storekeeper, to pay him, or to a money changer to pay him, he sort of has an agreement with them that they're going to front the money for him, and ain't over all of it. Even if he doesn't get paid in time, he would not be in violation since the responsibility now has shifted to the other party that is agreed to pay him. Now the Mishnah brings up a different issue, and that has to do with the idea that normally in the Torah's laws, that when the Torah gives the responsibility to take a shvua, that a person has to take an oath, it's generally an oath that the person is trying to relieve himself of responsibility. A claim is made against him, he takes an oath in order not to have to pay. However, the Chachamim instituted in a certain amount of cases an idea of nishba v'notel, that a person can take an oath in order to be able to collect an item. And one of the examples of nishba v'notel is an employer who has hired a worker, and now there's a disagreement after the completion of the work whether or not the employer has yet paid the worker or not. The worker says, I haven't been paid yet, and the employer says, no, I paid you already. So if it's within the time frame, as the Mishnah says, a sachir, a hired worker, bizmano, when it's within the time frame that the employer still has to pay him, and the sachir says, I haven't been paid yet, and the employer says, yes, I have paid you, nishba v'notel, that the worker has allowed to take an oath, he's allowed to swear, and on the basis of that swearing, he can collect. And that's because we're concerned that a employer, during the time when the employees have just finished their work, etc., we are concerned that the employer may be preoccupied and may not realize that he did not pay, and he thinks mistakenly that he's paid already, and therefore we give the right to collect and swear and collect to the employee. However, aver zmano, once the time for collection has passed, in other words, the time at which the Torah sets that after this time, if you haven't paid, you're in violation of a law, a prohibition in the Torah, then eino nishba v'notel. Then the employee can no longer utilize this idea of being nishba v'notel. And the reason for that is because once the time to pay comes, we can be assured that the employer is no longer preoccupied. He has made it his business to make sure he doesn't violate the Torah's prohibition. And therefore, if he says that he has paid already and the worker says he has not paid, so then it's the normal case of when you have one person making a claim that they have to bring a proof in order to be able to collect. However, the Mishnah says that im yesh edim shetavo, if there are witnesses who say that it came the time to collect, it was the end of the day or end of the night, and the witnesses say that they were there when the employee asked for his wages and the employer said, I will pay you later, so he made clear at that time in front of witnesses that he has not paid him yet, that then hareza nishba v'notel, he is able to, for the next period of time, whether it's a day period or a night period, over that next period of time, he can, once again, nishba v'notel, because the employer has been extended another period of time to pay those wages, and therefore, once again, he has nishba v'notel, the employee, because we again say that the employer during that period of time, since he is not going to be in violation until later, we say that he is going to be preoccupied. The Mishnah finishes with the halacha of a ger toshav, of a non-Jew who's a resident alien among the Jewish people, who keeps doesn't worship avodah zarah. So a ger toshav yesh bo mishum b'yomo titein scharo, there applies to him the mitzvahs asei of b'yomo titein scharo, that you have to pay him that day. That applies to him, and that's because the pasuk says omigercha sheba artzcha b'sharecha, that even the non-Jew is included in that mitzvah. But however, ve'ein bo mishum lo solin pula sachir et chad boker, the employer of a ger toshav would not be in violation of the prohibition, the negative prohibition of that, of not paying his worker. And that's because just prior to those words of lo solin, it says lo sashuk es re'acha, not to oppress your neighbor or your friend. And re'acha is specifically referring to a Jew and not to a non-Jew.